بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم المظالم والأمر برد المظالم. باب تحريم الظلم والأمر برد المظالم. We are busy in this chapter. We read the two ayats with regard, of the Quran Sharif with regard to making zulam. And in this chapter that it is explained that it is haram to make zulam on any person, on anything. And if we have done any zulam, to correct it, to return that whatever we have taken from any person. So in the introduction of this, it is explained. Zulam literally means to place something where it does not belong. وَضْعُ شَيْءٍ فِي غَيْرِ مَحَلِّهِ. To place anything where it does not belong, like Allah's ibadat belongs only to Allah. Now to make anything else's ibadat, like worshipping idols, na'udhu billah, whatever it is, then that is called zulam. Or anything where, when it's not placed or in its right place, then that is zulam. So it is important that we see whatever we do, whatever we believe in, that it is the correct beliefs and it is in the right way. For example, also a person believes that my medicine will give me my shifa. It's not in his mind that Allah gives shifa. Then that is also zulam. That my shop, my job gives me my rosy, and it isn't in his mind that Allah is the giver of rosy. Then that is also zulam. According to the Sharia, it refers to using the right of someone without the permission, right or authority to do so. That is, according to Sharia, the zulam is that it refers to using the right of any person and without the permission, right or authority to do so, somebody else's right. That is called zulam. A person is married, for example, and his relationship with his wife is as it is required according to Sharia. If he there any type of any of that he does with another woman who is not his wife, who is not married to, then that will be also zulam. So zulam is all one's children. It is our duty to bring them up correctly according to deen and according to Sharia. When we don't do that, then that is also making zulam on them. When teaching them the wrong things and making them believe in wrong things like Darwin's theory of evolution, etc., then that will be also in zulam. Allah Ta'ala often gives the oppressor respite in this world. Often it is the normal system of Allah Ta'ala, when a person does anything wrong, he's not taken to task immediately. Allah gives him respite, and that is also the mercy of Allah, that he can make tawbah from there, that he gets enough time to make tawbah. But unfortunately, we are in ghaflat, unmindfulness, and we think it doesn't matter, and we carry on making our zulam. And perhaps for years and years, we carry on making the zulam without thinking of making tawbah and correcting the matter. Whereas it is, if perchance a person has made zulam, then he should immediately correct it and set it right. However, the divine punishment is severe when it is meted out. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all, give us the tawfiq of making tawbah. Otherwise, the punishment is very severe. And this particular dua of making zulam, doing wrong to people, it is a particular dua of Muzdalifah. When Hajis returned from Arafat and they are in Muzdalifah, there was one dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rights of people, that is the zulam that is made on people, that was not accepted in Arafat also. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam made dua in Muzdalifah, then there this dua was accepted. So when we go for Hajj, or somebody is going, ask them particularly to make dua for us in Muzdalifah. And we ourselves, Allah give us tawfiq to go for Hajj, then in Muzdalifah we should not miss out on this dua. To ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala, اللهم تكفل برضا خصومنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل برضا خصومنا. Oh Allah, forgive us our gunas and you to be our kafil. You be our, we hand over to you our matter, that all who have got rights on us, you satisfy them. You make them happy. Give them their rights and let them be completely happy. So that in that way a person can gain najat. And the sign of it will be that Allah will give him tawfiq. If he backbiteth about any person, to go and ask for maaf, if that person came to know about it. Or anything else, if he took that person's money wrongly, anything wrong he did. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all types of zulm. And if perchance we have made, to ask for muafi and beg Allah for forgiveness and to correct the matter as is required. May Allah.